If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in studio today with, of course, Randy Engston.
Oh, good morning.
And we have a special guest today. We don't really have a lot of guests. We have a third mic, but we don't really use it a whole lot.
Not a ton.
So yeah. Today I'm excited. We've got the Google Ads wizard, Zach Coleman, coming with Creative is his name of his company. But he's local, so I was like, get your ass in that seat. He's here. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Let's get right into this because here's the kicker. And I was kind of saying this just a second ago. There's two main platforms that most gym owners use. We'll call it Meta, and we'll say some fraction of those people that do Meta also do Google. And what Meta did, or Facebook of the day, they did a really good job of making it easy for businesses to spend money with them. Their platform is pretty simple. It's user intuitive, right? You can give them money pretty easily. Whether or not it works, that's a different story. I almost feel like it's the exact opposite when it comes to Google. It's almost like a foreign language in there. You're snickering because you're like, oh, this is really actually pretty easy. Not to me, okay? I don't know. Have you been in there, Randy?
No,
you've been in the Google Ads Manager?
Nope.
It's not the same. So first and foremost, they're not equal in regards to the easeability of somebody to spend money with them. The other thing is Meta has always been the king. Not always, but I think in the last decade, let's call it 2015 on, they've been the king of lead generation for fitness businesses. In the last, let's call it 6 to 8 months, it's fallen off a cliff. The performance of Meta is absolute garbage trash. We put a conspiracy theory out there several episodes ago, and I've had people also respond to this conspiracy theory that they believe it's going to be true. I think Meta has been feeding up some fake-ass bot leads to all these gyms. And I believe some super smart company down the road is going to figure all this out, and we're going to be all in his class action lawsuit. We're going to get checks for $32.17 individually. Because I think they're going to lose. I think there's something going on with the leads coming through Meta, because even here, we'll get a lead. We'll call them. I didn't submit that. They'll answer the phone. I didn't submit that. What are you talking about? Or as soon as we send them a text, it's stop. Or they have no recollection, or they never respond, and all these things. Whereas Google, it's a totally different story. So let's get into it. Give me a little background on you, man.
Yeah, grew up. Dad was an NFL player. Worked for sports teams. Worked with a lot of NFL players doing branding. Started bringing studio owners in pretty early on, probably about 3 years into the business. And, you know, finally, as I went through my growing period and tried to reconnect with what I wanted out of my business, I just related more to the everyday fitness enthusiast. So I started working with gym owners, full time and started putting all our processes towards them and coming at it from more of a marketing angle and not a gym owner angle. I was able to see certain types of scenarios within the environment of studio ownership where I'm like, man, why is this process like this?
Okay.
Why are studio owners sitting down working on Meta ads,
yep,
spending hours and hours trying to be a glorified salesman, selling maybe 1 out of 100 leads, spending thousands on creative when, hey, I tell them, like, you're not Nike. You're not an e-commerce brand. If you want to get out of operations mode, you need to start focusing on operations, not marketing. You get stuck in this marketing fatigue perspective. And so we started going, hey, what has worked in the past? What really works? And really, at the end of the day, most people that want to go to a studio, they think about two things. How close is it to my house, and how great is the customer service / experience? And so what's the best way to do that? Go to a website, find information, have that intent. And so it's that plethora of how do we bring in leads that are more quality by giving them as much information as possible instead of, hey, let's hit a dopamine level of trying to throw this creative out there, hitting 100 leads and thinking, oh, I'm doing great. I have 100 leads. When in reality, it's like, well, you're not selling any of those.
Yeah. Yeah. It's couldn't be more true. So it's really quick, just to kind of overview Meta versus Google and the intent. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The intent of the consumer.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, it really comes down to just one thing. Let's just say you opened a studio in a mall. I don't know why you would open a studio in a mall, but let's say you open a studio in a mall, right? You're going to look at it and be like, no one's still finding you, no matter how great you are. At the end of the day, you put your name on that kiosk in the front of the mall, people are going to find you. And then that intent of them already looking for a studio, they're going to go into the mall and find your location, right? And so that's really what Google is in a nutshell. It's glorified white pages and yellow pages. But people have that intent of they're already searching for you. So you're already moving away from what I consider Facebook as glorified billboard ads, where it's like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I'm kind of interested, but I've never really, you know, thought about it. And that in itself brings higher quality leads.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just along that, we've always said the same thing, right? The intent of somebody seeking personal training or seeking a fitness facility, Google capitalizes on that, right? Mm-hmm. Direct response advertising on Meta is the exact opposite, right? To your point, we're hitting them with something flashy to get them to stop that scroll. A lot of times gyms are utilizing discounts or low barrier offers or doing things to really hook that user. Because to your point, right, we're putting it in front of people, almost like slapping them in the face. Not really, it's not what they're there for. They're not looking or seeking it out. We're kind of attacking that as opposed to allowing the intent of the end user coming to us. And that's really what Google capitalizes on. I think all of us would attest to, like you said, everything downhill, the sale is a hell of a lot more likely. The person's looking for that service. They're trying to get out of that position of pain or seek that pleasure that they're looking for. And it's not always going to happen when you kind of slap them in the face with a direct response at a Meta. And so, I see this continually being an area where Google will continue to kind of rise to the occasion because people are always going to be searching for it. But how do you become that, you know, the one that's found? That's, I'm sure that's your specialty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So the intent I would tell you from a gym owner perspective, I'd rather have 20 website leads than 100 Facebook leads.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. It's five times more valuable because the person actually was seeking you out through the keywords. And so kind of going back to the Google and the way it works is, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not the wizard like you, but like, You select keywords that are most in line with your brand, personal trainer near me, best personal trainer in city, semi-private training in city, XYZ personal training, weight loss training. All these things are keywords that people would search. Mm-hmm. And then based on keywords and bidding and all these things, you pay to say, hey, I want my ad to show up here when somebody searches that keyword. And it's this auction. Right, you're paying. It's all about against the competition, and it's only the amount. Here, this is the kicker to this whole thing: the amount of searches in a given 30-day period is finite. It's not finite. It's limited. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like it's only X amount. So if you're in December, nobody's really searching for fitness. Those search keywords go down. You're not seen as much, and to be shown is going to cost you more, I would imagine. Did I get it right?
It may cost you more. It's not really bid that will change. It's more intent, right? Less searchers, less people searching for your area. So you may actually spend less money.
Okay, so I guess you set up a budget and it's only going to be shown to the amount of people that are searching.
Within those keywords, yes.
Hey, Tim Lyons here, and let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, How big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. 3 days laser focused on building a gym that prints, profit, and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for 7 figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025. Build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville.
Could you set a budget and not spend it because there's not enough searches?
Yes and no.
Because Facebook's going to make sure you spend that money. Yeah. Does Google say, hey, you know what? You gave us too much money because there's not enough searches to even show these.
Yeah, like back to what you were saying earlier where you can't just like leave it and forget it anymore. The biggest thing with Google Ads is, hey, you need to come up with certain types of campaigns and then you literally follow and watch those campaigns on a normal basis. So as you, you go in and you set like these certain types of campaigns, let's say like a search campaign, you set a brand campaign, you set a performance max, or one of the things we do is a price comparison type landing page situation. You kind of go in and you say, hey, we're going to do these keywords or location-based keywords as well. A lot of people still search, you know, personal trainer in Scottsdale, for instance. So they will search their area, even though it's already geo-targeted. They just what people do.
Yeah.
And so you have certain bids. And then what you do is you watch the traction after 1, 2, 3 days. And it will say, hey, you got to click on this, but it costs this much more with one lead. And then over here, you'll have one that will go up. But this one brought six clicks with 3 leads at half the cost. And so you have to compare those, and then you have to get into, okay, well, how good were those leads? Because you still have a sense of, even though it's intent, you still have an understand that people search different things based off of their own intent. Someone may be searching best, you know, personal training equipment, may not mean they're looking for a personal trainer, right? They're just looking for equipment.
Yeah, good point.
So
good point.
You have to follow, and but sometimes those work. You know, sometimes those still work. So you have to understand the intent, and then very much is similar to SEO, right? You have to follow the intent of what's the purpose. Is it informational based? Is it commercial based? Is it pricing based? And then you have to follow those types of keywords. And then you have area, of course, right? You have different counties, you have different cities. You can even get as granular as, you know, like neighborhoods if you really wanted to.
See right away, like that's just not even appealing to me to learn. You know what I mean? Like with Facebook ads, it was really easy. This is not easy. See the difference? And so what happens a lot of times is gyms just won't run Google ads. They just won't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even us, we've struggled with Google ads in the past because we've tried different agencies over the years. And I've been very clear with you, Zach, as Zach is now running our ads, amazingly, by the way, I was never able to say that the money that I spent with agency A on the Google ads was, got us X return, because there wasn't a tracking mechanism that they could figure out to show me, or they would run the ads out of their own account. I would never see anything. It was just always disappointing. I was always let down because on Facebook, especially with Facebook lead forms, you can download that list. I know that this person came from this ad, therefore they signed up. I can attribute, you know, the return on ad spend, period, end of story. And that's why you would almost only do a Facebook ads, because you can say, yeah, it either worked or it didn't work. With Google, up until now, I've been real clear. I don't know how many times we've repeated the same story. We weren't able to say like, hey, that website lead really came from a paid source versus organic source. And so I would just give credit to the agency for all website leads. And I know it was over attributing because there's absolutely no way 100% of leads come from paid sources. You would have somebody that just drives past your place and looks you up, is going to go to your website, right? Like, that's not a paid source. That was literally somebody driving by. So in the past, I've always been giving more benefit to the agency. But then finally, we found you, and I was like, we got to be able to say, we spent X, it generated these people's names, those people came in and signed up or not. And you've been able to do that. So to walk us through the attribution stuff.
Yeah. So long story short, it honestly is just magic at this point.
Yeah.
No, we've installed call rails into most of our clients' accounts. So we try to look at it more of how do we do a pre-purchase optimization type platform that we can help give not just our clients full transparency over the leads that are coming through Google Ads, but they can start seeing them come through other sources as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you do have the problem, especially in today's day and age, there's like eight touch points just to do a sale anymore. People just don't trust people anymore. So there are situations where, you know, you'll have someone come through and they may look at you and see a Facebook ad or a billboard, and then they're like, oh yeah, and then they'll search you on Google. And so you have certain attributes that you have to set forth, and call rails allows us to designate phone numbers that are random that kind of help us track everything that comes in and where that source comes from. If it comes in direct, if it comes through Google Ads, if it comes from even different types of campaigns through Google Ads, even down to the Google business profile optimization, mm-hmm. and even local SEO, you can start attracting keywords to it. But then it gives you a nice weekly report at the end that says, end of the week, that says you've had 8 calls. I was actually looking at your report the other day.
Yeah,
it has 10 calls, 15, you know, 15
Ford fields,
and then you can export it if you want. And then, you know, at the end of the month, you can kind of go through it and say, all right, did these sell, or are they in a retention plan and thinking about selling in the future, and yeah. kind of attribute it.
And that's, as a gym owner, you need to know this.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times gym owners will come to us and give us, like, they've been pitched on a magazine, or they've pitched on the back of the receipt at the grocery store. They were pitched on the grocery store shopping cart. And I've always said, don't do any of those things unless you can track the return.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, and yes, you can track with a QR code sometimes, and you can track with a special phone number sometimes. But with digital, it's literally electronic. There is no, you can't fake it. It's there or not.
Yeah.
And so the reports that I get from Zach and his team, it says organic or Facebook or paid, search paid, Google My Business paid, and then all the calls are recorded. So we can listen to Zach talking to people, and obviously some are trying to sell us something, right? Like, we get that all the time. We're running ads for an Indeed for new personal trainers we're hiring. So we're getting a lot of those calls because they just search us and click the button. But you don't pay for those, which is fine, because that's how we track everything. And so finally we can say the money we spent here has resulted in return on investment.
And that,
end of story.
That's so big for gym owners. I mean, everything we talk about on the show, I mean, it's data driven decisions. And it reminds me a lot of, or like previous, the Google side previously kind of reminds me of like direct mail. You know what I mean? Like, it's a blanketed thing. You throw it all out there. You don't know that person got that mail or walked in as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what throws off all your attribution, right? And so I think the important thing for gym owners to know is like the direction of going towards that level of detailed attribution. That's what clarifies all of the decisions when it comes to those platforms, when it comes to marketing in that platform. The last thing I want to see a gym owner do is just throw money out there and hope something works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was the problem with direct mail, with the things in the grocery stores, with probably, you know, early stage Google, when we didn't have that level of data tracking. It's a guess. It's a wish. It's, you know what I mean? And so this, obviously, it'll allow you to be a lot more intentional and specific with the dollars that you're spending in those platforms. And the goal is always that return.
Yeah, and I'm shifting almost all my funds from Meta over to Google. Like, I've already told you, I keep raise it up again. Did you raise it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was making sure. Like, raise it up again, because we're just not seeing that return we used to. It used to be like stealing over on Meta.
Sure.
Anybody listen to this that's been in the game for 10 years or five years ago, it's a different story. I can lob an ad out there on Facebook and get, you know, 2, 3, 4 ROAS. And I'm like, yeah, keep doing that. Right. But now with Google, it's, I mean, again, 20 to 5 to 1, I would say 20 Google ads are better than 100 Facebook ads, in my opinion.
And a lot of that goes back to the intent, right? Those people are seeking that solution. They're seeking that service. It's not just something that popped up in their thing and they said, oh, you know what? Maybe that's for me.
They're already leaning in.
Exactly.
So let's just keep them coming in, right? So what are you seeing, Zach, right now as far as like trends? Are you seeing any trends? Are you seeing, because for a while it was all about, you called it the snack pack or something. You want to be showing up in the maps and the organic and the first and paid. What are you seeing these days? What's the newest thing with Google?
Yeah, I think honestly, at the end of the day, the Google business profile is completely underutilized, not just for studios, but for a lot of businesses. I think that, you know, even when you look at the online search situation from, you know, 5-10 years ago, it was all about, hey, let's create all these location pages. Let's do all these blog posts. Let's do all this. And, you know, that stuff still works. And it's great if you have like 3-7, you know, or a franchise and you're this big, you have all these locations and you can attribute your spend accordingly. But when you're one location or even two locations, your reviews and the advocacy of the people in studio are going to raise you higher on Google faster.
Period.
And so it really comes down to what are the easier ways that you can really strategize, you know, growing yourself up in the snack pack, which is, if anyone doesn't know, it's the maps. It's just, you know, like I said earlier, first thing people are going to do is say, how far are you away from my house, right? They're going to look at you with the maps. And if you're number one on there because you're able to get reviews, you're already building trust with said user. And every time I talk to a studio owner, it's always the same thing. I always say, what is your close rate on someone that comes in through a challenge and their retention rate? They're usually like, you know, like 10, 20%. You know, what about a walk-in? Oh, it's about 50% close. It's like, because the intent's there. So focus on a way for people to come to you, and with through Google business profile, all you need to do is really work on your customer service and then have a review strategy to get those reviews.
Yeah.
And, you know, our team would do the rest when it comes to how do you SEO it.
Yeah. So, hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details. And we won't share all the secrets here. You got to hire Zach to do this for you. So what's really weird, and I don't know, like I look at other businesses in the area that we're competing against, they all have more reviews than us, like hundreds and hundreds of reviews. And I know it's because they've went out and asked like, hey, write us a review. These are not organic. Like they didn't just give them 500 five-star reviews. It was like some campaign that they ran or continue to run. For us, it's been so wild. We've been in business 16 years. When we switched names, we kind of had to start over. When we moved from Yelp, that started over. So there's three times we've had to start over. When we moved locations, we had to wipe out all of our, like the name was the same, but we lost all our reviews. Then we started growing reviews and there was some weird purge that happened. And then like we lost half of them, never got them back. Then when we changed the name, we lost all our reviews again. And then some are starting to creep up. And then there was another purge, not even maybe 6 months ago, where we lost another 50 to 80 reviews. And so it gets frustrating, in a lot of ways. Is that, are you seeing that across the board?
Yeah. Google recently did it for me with a couple of reviews too. It was funny. We had a situation where we had a studio owner leave us a review and they accidentally took our review link and gave it to one of their clients. And so we had a review from one of their clients and from them, and they purged my client and they didn't purge the one from the studio. So Google, excuse me, no matter what, Google is, they are going to purge some reviews. And our strategy is just like, just keep have stacking. To keep at it.
Yeah. Keep stacking.
Yeah.
Got it. You have any like strategies to get reviews from your clients?
Yeah, it's not just getting reviews. It's how can you leverage reviews in a campaign to bring more valued members to your studio? So we're very big on, first and foremost, like, if you're going to build a strategy around reviews, don't just do AI written responses. Like, at the end of the day, the thanks for coming in, it's
for your review.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a response to have a response. But if you're able to use it from a give and take sales process and say, hey, thank you for coming to our studio. I usually say, if you haven't done any reviews, start with your longest lasting clients. You know, the ones that have been there the longest, those are going to be the ones that start to give you a review. Ask for 5 a day. That's a good start. If not, give it 3 months and start a campaign up, and then kind of do a whole method of give and take. Be like, hey, we'd love to, you know, we'd love for you to give us a review. And if you give us a review, you know, we'll give you a discount on your next month membership fee if you can refer someone over that you feel values our studio. Use the review from a process of bringing in more like-minded value members that already match a similar intent to the studio. And that in itself kills 3 birds with 1 stone. You get new, you get more reviews, you get higher search ranking, and you possibly even get new clients from it.
That's the goal, right?
Groundbreaking. Go ask your clients to, groundbreaking. Go ask them to give you a review. You know, it's really weird. Like, some, if you're ever going to get a bad review, you don't have to ask for it. They're going to be the first one to be, I can't wait to go home and blast this company. But in order to get a good or a 5-star reviews, you just have to friggin' ask. You just have to. Like, they're not thinking about it. They're happy. They're just not going to go out of their way to go out and give you a review unless they're a business owner, probably. So you just got to ask, period, right? Like, that's it. All right, cool. All right, so we kind of discussed intent. Meta's falling off a cliff. Google's hard to do. Google My Business is underutilized. I would agree. So if it's from an organic standpoint, from a gym owner, obviously go claim your Google My Business. It's not called Google My Business anymore, is it?
No, it's a Google Business Profile now. I still get it confused. I hate it too.
All right. So how does somebody go claim it if they don't even have it?
They have to have a location. First and foremost, you just have to have a location. If you're doing a virtual gym setup, you can try to do your home, but Google won't. Google's really trying to crack down. Part of the stint of getting rid of reviews is they're trying to get rid of the black hatters, which are people that try to rig the system to try to get reviews and higher rankings. And so they do something very similar with setting your profile up. I mean, we set profiles up for clients, but at the end of the day, Google's going to be like, I want you to have a video call with me to show me the location, show me
prove that you're actual brick and mortar. I think they used to send something in the mail and then you would have a code on it.
They still do that, yeah.
Because if you're not at that address,
then you can't get it.
You can't get it, right? Yeah. You go hack it, right? You get in there, you freaking go rob the mailbox. Right on. All right, so how are you helping gym owners today?
You know, we're really building them a sustainable lead flow, right? We're kind of going in and we're saying, hey, let's build your pre-sale optimization system for you. And that involves the Google Ads, the Google My Business Profile, Google Business Profile. I got it wrong.
And when you say pre-sale, you're not saying pre-sale to a pre-open, you're saying pre-sale to them getting in the gym.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So a lot of times in this world, pre-sales are like grand openings.
Grand opening, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can help with people doing that too. And I know you do websites, and I know that was kind of your big thing. And you do you don't do Facebook ads, right, at all?
Not at this moment. We do have partnerships on that. I'm very big on like what we're good at, we're going to stick at.
Yeah. Guys, I've been kind of sending you people already, but like at the end of the day, I'm so happy that we have attribution. I can prove, and if it sucks, I'm going to tell you, like, dude, this didn't work, and you'll have to fix it. But like in the past, I have not ever been able to prove it. And so thank you for doing that for us, because you wouldn't be sitting here if you were, because that was so important to me. And it's actually, it should be important to every gym owner, period. Mm-hmm. You should never just throw your money out there without knowing, did it work or didn't it work? And it's not always going to work. It's been working great. I got to look at, what month are we in right now? August?
August, yeah.
So we just finished July?
Yeah.
Do we review on that?
Yeah,
we did. That's the one. That's 1.44 ROAS. That was what we were getting on Google. And I can tell you Meta ROAS has been like 0.7. So double just by default, right? Double, double the return on ad spend, which is great. So how does somebody get a hold of you? Is there a link that we want to share?
Yeah, definitely. You can head over to gymmark.com now. You can go through, see some of the packages, and you know, set up a call with me and we can kind of go through an audit for you for your area and see how PPC and how Google Ads can help you.
PPC.
Yeah. Google Ads.
Pay-per-click.
That's the old term.
PPC. Yeah, it used to be called AdWords. Remember AdWords?
It's still, I try to my best to say AdWords because that's what everyone recognizes. Google Ads, AdWords.
PPC, Google AdWords, CBC, what all this stupid stuff. All right, guys, we'll put a link in the show notes. I'm sure you'll hook them up with some deal because you're coming from the podcast. We didn't even talk about this, but.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Coming from the podcast, coming from your community, they are going to get the whole onboarding fee waived off.
Oh, shit.
You know, that's a $1,000 waive fee that they will have for coming to work with us.
And so, you're coming to Nashville, too.
Yep. Yep.
Guys, yeah. So if you're coming to Nashville, you just want to meet Zach in person, he'll be there. You say you want to have a booth.
Dude, I'm a walker and a talker, man.
All right, so how are they going to know how to get on?
I have a booth. I'm bringing a booth.
Oh,
still.
You are.
So I'll have a booth there.
You're just not going to be at it.
I'll see what happens. I'll probably be walking around, but it will be there. And, you know, we can have a conversation and set up times to talk about stuff.
Cool guy. All right, well, listen, Zach, thanks for coming down. He's local, so it was awesome to have you on the show. And for gym owners, look, guys, you need to be doing Google, period. If you're already doing Meta, you just... The honest truth is you should probably shift some funds. You may not have to put new funds in, but shift funds over, allocate it towards Google. You just have a much better lead. So hopefully that helps you guys. Zach, thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Until next show, guys, keep changing the lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.